Ralphie Radio Show. Interesting study appeared in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The study found that 2/3 of men in heterosexual relationships said, "I love you," before their female counterparts. Interesting. You'd think the woman would say, "I love you," first, right? Not according to the study. Relationship expert Stacey Nelkin joins me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show from thedailyaffair.com. Stacey, thank you for the time. And are you surprised by this study or no?
I'm actually not, because that has been my experience. It is sort of counterintuitive, because one does think of men as, you know, commitment phobic, and they're the last ones to say, "I love you," and they say it, you know, while they're shaking in their boots and all of that kind of thing. But
right.
It does make sense, and it makes sense for a certain reason that Dr. Laura Berman pointed out, and that is girls should not get too excited out there, but that the guys are really basically saying it because they know that women want some kind of intimacy, and the guys really just want to get in our pants. So the guys want the sex, and they know what we want in order to give them the sex. So it's, you know, it's kind of a nice bargain.
So, Stacey, you're saying these are empty words? You're saying these are empty words coming from 2/3 of men first?
Not necessarily at all, because actually something interesting that I didn't know is that a lot of men actually often need sex to feel intimate, whereas it's just the opposite for us women.
You take this study for face value, and even I was a little surprised, but I guess, Stacey, when you dive a little more into it, like you did, it really isn't too much of a newsflash, because men are saying "I love you" because they need sex to feel intimate, and they feel those three words will get them that sex with their woman who they're trying to get in. But you're right. I guess this all does make sense.
Yeah, you do have to look into it though for a second though, right? Because at first you say, "Oh no, that can't be," but that has been my experience. When I looked back, I thought, "Wow, you know what? That's actually right." I was always thinking I was the first one, but it actually did not go down that way, and I've had several relationships and three marriages, and you know, it was always that way.
If nothing else, this is a cautionary tale for women. Be careful and don't watch out.
That's true because the guy might just be wanting to get into your pants.
We'll post a link to the study on the Ralphie Radio Show blog from thedailyaffair.com. Relationship expert Stacey Nelkin. Stacey, as always, thank you for the 411.
Take care.